You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Second date update.
We're always talking about how much trouble guys have standing out on the dating apps. We never really discuss the ladies and their struggles when they're online.
They don't have struggles, Jeff.
Yeah, of course they do. They have to deal with you.
Yeah.
Dude, you see what I'm saying?
I can see that.
Duh. Like, okay, that's that way worse.
One of our listeners, Jossie, says that she's been trying for a bit till she finally figured out a dating hack that's worked for her like a charm.
Oh, where she actually found like a quality person online?
Yeah, that's also different. Maybe somebody looking for actual love.
Well, she's going to tell us about it so that Alexis can steal all the men. So,
oh, here we go.
Jossie, welcome
like
to the
Alexis
show.
Alexis doesn't already.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Oh, we're interested in what's going on with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our notepads out so we can figure out what this hack is. But
yes.
I guess maybe you should start with the guy that it worked on. What's his name?
His name is Sean.
Okay.
Okay.
And so what is your problem with dating apps? Like, what do you struggle with? Like,
so I've been on dating apps for about 6 months, and I've heard of all these girls getting, like, hundreds of messages.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I am definitely not one of those women, and I don't know why, you know? Like, I'm not bad looking.
Well, I can help with that. Why don't you just let me know your phone?
It's better if you're avoiding those messages.
She wasn't fishing for anything there.
No.
I think she was just telling us.
I may be part of the problem.
Yeah.
But it does feel like maybe there's something about your profile that isn't clicking right for people, right? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, there has to be something. Because, again, I don't think I'm, like, crazy bad looking or anything. Like, I do all the regular things. Things. I put like what I like in my bio and everything.
See, I can already see where you're messing up.
Boring? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Guys want someone that seems like they're really at a low point in their life.
What?
Really what struggling.
This girl is hot and desperate.
Yep. I can fix her.
No. What did you change? You didn't add more desperation to your profile, did you?
No.
I'm so thirsty.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Not.
What's your strategy then?
So I actually added to my profile my credit score.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah, this is a thing right now.
Oh.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
Is really? It?
Yeah, it's 804. So.
Dang, girl.
Nice.
That's your credit score?
Girl, we're buying a house.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was out of 800. What is a credit score out of?
I think it's like 820.
No,
820,
it's more,
you're right.
We're not the most financially literate
person
in this room.
I know, because I've been checking my credit.
I'm guessing that Alexis doesn't put her credit score on her
dating
profile.
I don't know where to find mine.
Yeah.
So wait, you put 804 in your profile. That's just what you said?
Yeah. I put 804, and then I put gold digger instead of gold digger, like G-O-A-L.
Yes,
gold
that's good.
Digger.
That's
like
funny.
That.
Yeah, I guess people thought I was clever, because, you know, after that, it worked, and I got tons of messages from all these guys who were literally ready to, like, marry me.
You seem like you're immediately smart and driven.
And despite what you two say, men do read.
Yeah. Oh, just stop there. I was like, read what? No, you meant read.
Okay, yeah.
I meant dating profiles, but, you know.
So it sounds like Sean was one of the guys that reached out to you?
Yeah, so he reached out to me, and we were just chatting. Like, it was super fun, you know, and we did talk about my credit score, and he made a cute joke about it. And he was like, I said, you know, I hope just because I have an 804 credit score, you're not assuming I'm paying for the date, are you?
Oh,
okay.
Hey.
And he was like, no, you're paying for the first three.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
I like this.
Yeah, right? So he seems like clever and cute. So I'm like, why not go to drinks with him?
All right.
And sure. What was it like when you met up with him?
So I showed up a little late, I'm not going to lie, which might have been, you know, not the best. But like, once I got there, it was so nice and he was great and we were getting along really well.
Okay. He didn't seem put off by you being late? Like what, like 15, 20
no,
minutes?
Yeah, it was like 15 minutes.
Okay.
He didn't seem like mad or anything at me.
Okay.
But the only thing was that like, we weren't as flirty as I was hoping. And like, we did end up talking about like a lot of like budgeting and like.
Oh. It's like the opposite problem.
Or did he come to you for financial advice because you have your stuff together?
No, literally. That's what I felt like. And then I gave him a recommendation for a tax person.
No.
He was so excited.
God.
All the hosts in the room around me are coming off like this is a bad thing. I think it's sexy.
It
by
is.
The way.
It's hot,
huh? She didn't even think it was hot.
Well, we didn't kiss, so you know that also just kind of threw me off. Instead, you know, I just kind of gave him the tax guy's number, and it was like, good night, okay, thanks.
So this
kind of
sounds like he thought you were like a financial advisor.
But like I feel like there could have been a spark if like we did change it up. Yeah, moved on.
I mean, you can get stuck on a subject, you know, like that's easy
it's
to
possible.
Do on a date.
I mean, I can't stop thinking about my credit score right now too, now that we brought it up.
But
so.
Is it possible that you think maybe he like had the wrong intentions when he came into the date and just wanted that and maybe he's not the right guy for you?
I'm wondering because I texted him. I was like, had so much fun, like just like a follow-up text. And now he's not even responding. And it's been a week and a half.
Have you talked to your tax person? Has he responded to him or her?
I didn't check in on that, but I definitely should. That's a good call.
Okay. Well, now that you've fixed him financially, we just have to fix him romantically and get you guys on a second date, okay?
Easy.
Guys love to be fixed.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I've heard.
Women love fixing them.
Yes.
Oh, God. Don't, Alexis.
And I am a keeper-upper, ladies.
Just like taking notes when
we
talk to Alexis.
It's a perfect circle. We're going to complete it when we do your second date update. Next.
Second date update.
Do you find financial talk arousing?
What?
What?
Oh my God. My mom is so excited right now.
Oh no.
My depreciating asset is in a Class C stock.
Oh.
Am I able to transfer the interest it incurs overseas?
Oh, is it compound?
Without penalty.
What?
Yes! Google Translate.
He took a different economics class than I did, I think.
Or are you more like Jose, where every time he opens up his wallet, it's like an onion and it makes him cry?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's a long cry. I'm still going.
Very depressing inside of that wallet.
I will say, when I open my portfolio, I do cry like that.
Yeah, it checks out.
It is awful.
But one of our listeners is wondering if she was used for her financial expertise, because she posted her excellent credit score right there on her dating app.
And it worked. It got her so many messages.
Got her matched up with Sean, but instead of getting a kiss at the end of their date, she ended up just giving him the contact info to her tax guy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, great for him. Not quite as sexy and good for her.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's not giving up. That's the good news.
No, that is good. And I was just wondering, did you end up paying for the date or did he? Because he made the joke.
Ooh, yeah.
He made the joke that you were going to pay because your credit score was so high.
We split it.
That's
also not a sexy move.
I mean, financially responsible, but not hot.
You know, it was okay with me. I handle my business, so I don't care.
Yeah, it's just like after the joke and then to still split it. You know what I mean? You know,
it would have been a smooth move to joke and then have him pay.
Right.
You should have bankrolled him for a year and then it would have been okay.
And if he paid in Bitcoin.
But let's get right into this call, okay? I'm going to dial Sean right now. We'll see what he has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Oh, Sean, are you in the bathroom?
Is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
He's in a cave.
Who am I speaking with?
Are you mining right now?
Your phone is a little bit echoey, Sean, but we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Does this sound better?
Yeah, sounds a little bit better.
Okay.
So
yeah, I was on my lunch break.
Sorry about that. Hate
to interrupt you on your lunch break, Sean, but we do have some important business to discuss with you regarding a woman that you went out with recently named Jossie.
A woman? Wait.
You know, women, you know, they're like men, but with different parts.
Yeah, I'm familiar with women.
Okay. Do you remember?
You sounded confused when I said woman, so I'm just clarifying.
Do you remember your date with Jossie? You guys went to drinks?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool.
Well, newsflash, she is a woman. And other newsflash, she really liked you and wants to see you again.
Oh, well, that's really sweet of her.
Okay. So that's a positive to you. Did you not think that already?
I mean, it was a good vibe, you know. It just was a little, it wasn't a typical date. Our topic of discussion wasn't, you know how you get to know someone. It wasn't like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well,
I think she wanted it to be a date, though.
I'll be honest, we heard a little bit about your date from Jossie. And she mentioned that the talk went into, like, finances.
She said it was a little stiff and a little bit too much financial.
Yeah, she was really money-oriented.
Oh.
Okay.
I
thought you were the one asking her some of the questions about how she got her credit score so good.
That was on her dating profile. So, you know, you want to kick it off with something that's in their bio.
Right,
Yeah, and that makes sense.
I know. It sounds like she got stuck in talking about it, and she felt like you guys never got to be flirty with each other.
Well, okay. So she was 15 minutes late to the date because she was trying to find, like, the cheapest gas. Like, there was some gas that was 7 cents less than all the other gas stations, and so she had to have that gas.
I think I know someone like that. Go out of their way to save a couple bucks.
She said you weren't bothered by her being late.
I wasn't bothered about her being late. It was the reason why she was late. And then she stopped at the dollar store because they had the best paper towel at the best price.
She had
to get that done before she met up with you.
Is she?
I mean, in her defense, those paper towels can be pretty expensive.
They add one more layer.
Especially
one
doing
more
the earth-friendly kind.
No, you guys, Dollar Tree sells those. Stop. Why were you asking her about this?
She was the one that brought it up. Like, she said I was doing this and I was doing that.
Okay. Buying cheap gas and buying dollar store paper towels.
All right, so she's thrifty and you don't like that.
Man, she could be thrifty all she wants.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But if we were in a relationship, I will not be chastised about paying an extra 75 cents for some ranch.
Wait, what?
Wait, that's a
random example.
Yeah, it's like a hypothetical, you're saying.
No, that happened. That's not a hypothetical. No.
What do you mean she chastised you?
What happened?
Yeah, what does chastise even mean?
I ordered some french fries and I wanted a side of ranch.
Oh, yeah. You're speaking my language.
Good call.
And the waitress said it'd be 75 cents.
Okay.
Okay.
And she was like, 75 cents? Cancel the ranch. He doesn't need it.
What?
Whoa, okay.
She canceled your ranch?
Don't you ever cancel my ranch.
That might cross a line.
That is so much.
Did you have to eat dry fries?
There was ketchup on the table.
Still, just dipping him in his water.
I feel like Jossie has some splaining to do, and she can do that right now.
She owes you ranch.
Hey, we can come back from this.
I don't think so.
I need to let you know, Sean, Jossie's been on the other line listening, wanting to talk to you.
What? She's listening?
Yeah. That's how the segment works.
Jossie,
you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Wow.
It was 75 cents. Like, I could make a whole bottle for 75 cents. I thought, you know, I was doing a favor. I wanted to make sure he was taken care of.
No one needs you to churn a bottle of ranch or however it's made.
You just buy the packets. I mean,
you're on the date, and they say this is how much something costs. You pay that. That's
not even
that's
a
how restaurants work.
Exactly. It's one thing if it was like, oh, this steak is $50
more. But listen, you guys, she thought she was helping, okay? Right?
Yeah,
and I don't know why. So I guess he was upset I was 15 minutes late.
It's not because you were late. It was why you were late.
Yeah.
If you waited any longer, I would have been out of the paper towels at the dollar store.
I bet they go fast. Yeah.
Yeah, they run out by six every single week.
Okay. And I was on my last roll. I needed to stop there. There's nothing I could have done.
Okay.
It's a matter of life and death, like, then. Okay.
Sean, you can look past that.
No, she should have did. She should have taken the napkins from the restaurant. I'm surprised she didn't do that.
Oh. Who's the financial expert now, Josh?
Are you guys going to just be stealing napkins every time you go on
date? You two are like a dynamic duo.
Hey, put them in your purse.
Sean, do you do that? That's honestly not a bad idea. That was good thinking.
Oh, now you piqued her interest, Sean.
Is she joking? I don't think she's joking, actually. I don't think she's joking.
You guys probably keep the ketchup packets, too.
All the time.
I'm just saying, usually at the grocery stores, you can get the ranch dip behind the counter as well for free, where the chicken strips are.
I feel like grocery has a problem.
We're getting into the same problem that they did, where we're getting too deep into the financial talk. Okay, let's pull it back and talk to Sean for a second. Because, Sean, what you don't know is that before we called you, she was telling us how strong of a connection she felt the two of you had.
Yeah. And how she wanted to redo because she didn't feel like it went great the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that Jossie still feels the same way as she did before and is still into him. Jossie, are you still up for going out with him one more time on our dime? That's a smart financial decision right there.
It's free. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that does sweeten the deal. But honestly, like, I want someone that looks at my strategizing with my money and thinks that that's a great thing instead of thinking I'm cheap.
I mean, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm. I bet he doesn't even hire his nieces and nephews to landscape the house so he can write it off like I do. It saves me $70 a year.
What? Oh. Landscaping?
Are you kidding me?
Another financial gem from Jossie.
Like, man, she is out of control.
Dude, 804. That's what her credit score is. 804.
Yeah, I have to. You have to plan these things.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
I don't think so.
Maybe not for love.
Save a couple bucks.
From what I'm hearing, it sounds like you guys aren't going to match up and meet up one more time.
No.
So
negative.
Yeah, whatever. Jossie, I'm telling you, you're going to see him at that dollar store trying to get those paper towels from you next week.
Yeah, he better get there early because I'm blocking him out if he's there.
Oh, dang.
Actually, let's all go to the dollar store.
Maybe Alexa and I go to the regular store, regular people.
Why pay more?
Okay.
Because it's convenient. You pay for the convenience.
Okay, we're going to the ranch factory instead. Let's do that. We don't agree on the ranch factory, right?
Bring your cups, kids.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.